You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 02.22.2024. Current time is 06:22 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, and this is the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee, and good morning. And how is everybody doing on this Thursday, the hashtag wannabe Friday, as we get a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app, doing the Fireman Rich audio podcast here on Spotify for Podcasters. And good to be here. I hope everybody is having a decent week so thus far. We have one more day to work, make it to the weekend. And I do have the morning coffee in hand. First cup of the day, and it's tasting mighty fine, as always. I can't remember the last time I had a bad cup of coffee. I do remember that one years back from Burger King. Oh, my God. Ugh. I tossed it out the window as I was going down Route 17, coming home for some reason. Burger King. I never got another cup of coffee from Burger King. Now, they make some good burgers, but their coffee, well, it was at this one particular Burger King, and I think they had just washed the container where they make the coffee, and they forgot to rinse it out thoroughly. It tastes like soap suds, folks. Oh, but this cup of coffee this morning is great. Get the day started there. But we are here doing the audio. Let me back out the intro music there. And I thought we almost had a little bit of a issue here. And that would be with the microphone, the CAD U37. I thought it might have just died out, but tracing my lines, you always got to go back to see if your plugs, the cables are plugged in properly, and the lightning adapter that I have, the microphone, and what else? The power cord plugged into the older than dirt iPad mini. I got to update this iPad mini, I think. But this does the job for what I use it for, as far as that goes. I don't know if I bought another one or would I. I don't know. I like my Windows. I am a Windows guy, I guess. I can't see buying another piece of equipment just to have it and not utilize it fully. This one over the years has been solid, and knock on wood, hopefully it'll be solid for a number of years to come here. But we are getting going and waking up this morning to a temperature of 32 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 0 degrees Celsius. And I'm looking at the digital wall clock that has the indoor-outdoor temperature, and the temperature did not drop at all. I woke up this morning, it was at 32, and it stayed at 32, and that has not been the case over the last several days. It would start out like at 22 and then dip down to 19 at the beginning of the week here. I would always lose a couple degrees, but we are starting out the day. It's still dark out here at 6:25. Well, it's starting to get a little bit. It looks like we got some clouds out there, but let's see what the weather's going to be here in the southern tier of upstate New York. Ooh, we got freezing rain this morning, changing to rain for the afternoon, so we're going to be a cloudy day. High of 41, okay. That'll melt things up and warm things up. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90, and over the last couple of days across the board it's been sun, and it looks like across the board here it's going to be a rainy day today. And this morning the sun will be peeking up over the eastern horizon at 8 or no, 6 looks like an 8. Okay, I use my bifocals. 6:53 a.m., which is in about another 27 minutes. So it should be, yeah, I guess there's a lot of dark clouds. There's clouds out there, so windows aren't wet. So I don't think it's rained yet. And let's see, 6:53 a.m., the sun will be rising, and the sun will be setting at 5:47 p.m., as far as that goes. So we're getting these extra minutes, which really are noticeable. World times and temperatures as I speak, starting in Honolulu, Hawaii. It is at 1:27 a.m. It is 1:27 a.m. in the morning currently. Cloudy skies, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. In Phoenix, Arizona at 4:27 a.m., clear skies, 53 degrees Fahrenheit. In Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City. It is 5:27 a.m., cloudy skies, 49 degrees Fahrenheit. And in New York City, the jungle, 6:27 a.m. currently here in the southern tier. Clear skies, 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Going across the pond to Cork, Ireland at 11:28 a.m. Cloudy skies with some sun, 42 degrees Fahrenheit. Milan, Italy at 12:28 p.m. Cloudy skies, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. In Kuala Lumpur, it's thundering and raining in Kuala Lumpur at 7:28 p.m. in the early evening, 83 degrees Fahrenheit. And let's see, we got going down the list here. Where is that? Oh, there it is. Tokyo, Japan at 8:28 p.m., cloudy skies, 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And down there in Australia, Melbourne, 10:28 p.m. in the evening, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, clear skies with little clouds. Sydney, it's really clear skies, 75 degrees Fahrenheit at 10:29 p.m. in their late evening. And that's our world times and temperatures as I speak. Did post up a thought for the day, and it's from a previous president, and it's the 32nd president of these United States, and it's Franklin D. Roosevelt, commonly known as FDR, was an American statesman, politician, who served as the 32nd president of the United States from 1933 until his death in 1945. He was a member of the Democratic Party and is the only U.S. president to have served more than two terms. I guess after that, his passing, they changed it to where they kept it to a two-term limit. And he was born in Hyde Park, New York. That's his birthplace, and he was raised there. He's a New Yorker. He was governor of New York. And I visit his home as a museum. It's quite the sight to see, as far as he has all these model ships he built. I was really fascinated at seeing that. And a great president during a time that needed a great president, and that was during World War II. So his quote and our thought for the day goes as follows. Repetition does not transfer a lie into the truth. Think about that. Repetition does not transfer a lie into a truth. And I could say I've been seeing a lot of that on one political party side, that they keep on repeating the same, I don't want to say it's a lie, but it's an untruth, but they keep on repeating the same thing over and over to sort of program us, I guess. That's just my way of looking at it, program us that, oh, that's the truth now because we're saying it. Not necessarily so. Just because something's repeated over and over does not make it the truth. And the same goes for a lie. So, you know, you never want to lie. You always want to tell the truth. Tell the truth and it'll set you free. So repetition does not transfer a lie into a truth. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Thank you, sir. And a very truthful quote, if I may say so myself. Okay, let's see. Our national day today, we have four. Okay, we have four. We have National Margarita Day. Ooh, that's pretty interesting. National Cook a Sweet Potato Day. That's I like that one. National California Day. Nope, toss that in the trash bin. I think I remember tossing California's in the trash bin last year at this time. We have National Supermarket Employee Day. I always thank the employees when we're cashing out at the grocery store or department store. I always say thank you, and thank you for doing what you're doing after COVID, because during COVID, I missed it. I didn't see them a lot, you know, and it was really after COVID, you know, it just hit me like, man, these people, this is an important job. Less that we thought about it beforehand. Every job is important, and even more so, because what happens if we didn't have somebody to take, we'd have all this automation? No, I want to see a friendly face when I'm handing over my paying for the gas or something like that, or paying for the groceries, which isn't the case, paying for the groceries, because the missus does all the shopping for the groceries. But anyway, we have one more, and this is the one we're going to go with. We're going to go with National Chili Day today. The fourth Tuesday of February is National Chili Day. Ooh, that looks like a good bowl of chili right there with the chives and the grated cheese. National Chili Day, hashtag National Chili Day, on the fourth Thursday of February, honors one of Americans' favorite winter dishes, chili. It's also known as chili con carne, chili with meat, as it says. In Spanish, chili refers to chili pepper, and carne means meat. Chili is most commonly made up of tomatoes, beans, chili peppers, meat, garlic, onions, and chimen. However, often up some many variations in basic chili recipe, and with so many variations, chili cook-off competitions love to feature chili as a favorite entry. America's frontier settlers used a chili recipe of dried beef, dried chili, peppers, and salt, and was pounded together and formed into bricks and dried. They could then boil the blocks in pots on the trail. So it's basically the first version of freeze-dried instant food. There we go. But the missus can make up a mean chili. We had chili, I think, last week there, as far as that goes. So and it's always good to have especially on a cold winter day. It really warms you up. So today is National Chili Day. Let's see, our interesting article. Let me get some coffee here. That's good stuff. A good cup of hot coffee. As you can see from the audio art to the audio podcast, it looks like there's something burning. And yes, there is something burning. I'm going to talk about this fire. We had a fire yesterday, and there was a couple more here locally. I'm going to have to look at and maybe blog over there on the Tioga Fire Prevention blog page over on Blogger. But this good story is about a man awarded for quick rescue response to a house fire in the Washington Mountains. And that's a picture of the house, I guess. And that's a fully involved house fire. Of course, got to say, I'm a former and retired United States Air Force firefighter, aircraft rescue firefighter. And I also was a volunteer here in my local community for 15 years. I've stopped doing the fire bit there about 10 years ago now and stuff. I still listen to them on the radio, the scanner here that, or actually the Bofang radio that I have that can tune in on the frequencies and stuff. And but a humble maintenance man for the Washington State DOT is being honored for rescuing several people from an intense blaze. And that's one intense blaze. That's a full structure right there. Fully involved. My God. The story comes from Bellwet Pass on US 97, where Brandon Height was checking conditions on a route he frequents for his work. Amid the snow and the failing light, he noticed a red glow coming from a resident area and black smoke swirling up among the pines. And it's very distinctive smoke, black smoke. That means there's carbons being burned. Pulling over, he discovered a house had caught fire. Thinking quickly, he radioed the traffic management center, since there was typically no mobile phone service in that section of Blewett Pass. With fire and rescue made aware of the emergency, Height flew to the scene and began banging on the doors and windows of the home, yelling fire. All the residents had made their escape just minutes before the whole house was engulfed in flames. So they were woken up by this gentleman, which is outstanding, before the spread to a nearby RV. But Height had warned the man inside it as well, and all those present cleared the area. And that's the most important thing in a fire: life. Get people out. Let the, you know, if the structure burns, that's fine. Life is most important. That's a number one priority. And I stress that because I've been in some situations where I've fought some fires where that's our primary purpose. Anytime we're going in and we know there's fire involved in a house fire. And on the aircraft side, for the aircraft rescue firefighting, the primary purpose is to rescue the air crew. Okay, pilot and air crew, as far as we always, the number one thing they call if an aircraft is coming in declaring emergency, how many people are on board so we can make an accountability, because we got to get in there and get them out as quickly as possible before the fire spreads and engulfs the whole aircraft. Same thing in a house fire. You try and get there, and sometimes people are trapped, but you try and you rescue them. But life is so important. The local news there reported that a state trooper said the fire was so intense it could be felt from the road, and it caused many of the surrounding pines to catch fire as well. The trooper added in his report that the fact that no one died is almost certainly because of Mr. Hyatt's efforts. Hyatt was awarded the WSDOT Safety Challenge coin to honor his commitment to safety in his community and for his heroic efforts. And he'll probably say, no, I was just doing my job. I was just doing, being a good Samaritan and stuff like that. You know, that's my hat's off to him as far as that goes, saving those, that family from what you can see from the audio art on this audio blog, audio podcast there, that was it could have been a very tragic scene otherwise, if the family didn't wake up, as far as that goes. So a very good story, and that's what I like bringing. I like a good good ending into a story, and you can, and seeing a fire like that and knowing that everybody got out, that makes me feel good just knowing and reading the story here on the audio podcast. So there we go. Okay, moving to our history for today. 195 years ago today, Spain sold Florida to the United States as part of the Adams Treaty. It settled a standing border dispute between the two countries and was considered a triumph of American diplomacy. The cost was equivalent to $537.8 million in today's dollars, priced in gold, but was just 5 million Spanish dollars at the time. Spain had, that goes to tell you how much inflation has taken place since then. But Spain had long rejected repeated American efforts to purchase Florida. But in 1888, Spain was facing a troubling colonial situation in which secession of Florida made sense. So we ended up getting Florida, as far as that goes. So, and then I think it was shortly after that, the Louisiana Treaty, I guess, or we purchased the, did we already own that? I'm not sure. We might have already owned that. Yeah, I think we did, but we ended up, because South, yeah, the border dispute as far as Texas and California was all still in Spanish hands back then. So let's see, some additional, let's see, George Washington, the first president and influential commander-in-chief of the Continental Army in the American Revolution, was born on this day in 1732. Happy birthday. Of course, we celebrate this past Monday as President's Day, but happy birthday, President Washington. In 1865, Tennessee adopted a new constitution that abolished slavery. That was right after the Civil War. And I think Tennessee was part of the Confederacy, I believe. And let's see, what else do we have? Let's go over on the AP side. And on this day, February 22nd, 1980, a very memorable day for all United States American citizens. The Miracle on Ice took place in Lake Placid, New York, as the United States Olympic hockey team upset the Soviet Union 4-3. The U.S. team went on to win the gold medal. I think they played Canada. I could be wrong. So that was huge. I remember watching that. That was bigger than any Super Bowl right there, because it's just American hockey players. We've come a long way playing hockey, but that's like taking a sandlot players playing soccer and going over to Europe and win the World Cup and stuff. It's just was unprecedented, and as far as that goes. Let's see, 1630, English colonists in Massachusetts Bay Colony first sampled popcorn brought to them by Native Americans for their Thanksgiving celebration. Oh, okay. In 1732, the first president of the United States, George Washington, was born. We knew that. Okay. In 1784, U.S. merchant ship, the Empress of China, left New York for the Far East to trade goods with China. Okay. In 1935, it became illegal for airplanes to fly over the White House. Okay, that's cool. And 1959, the inaugural Daytona 500 race was held, although Johnny Benchcamp was initially declared the winner. The victory was later awarded to Lee Petty. Okay. I wonder what happened there. Let's see. In 1987, pop artist icon Andy Warhol passed away in New York City in a hospital at age 58. Too young. And that's about it for history. And let's see, what else do we have? Anything? No, that's about it. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. We just cruised right through the the outline here, the format as far as that goes. So I've been just boom, boom, boom. I guess I wasn't talking that much on the side. But I'm expecting, I could say, just to finish out the, to take us to the 30 minutes, I'm expecting a package today. I'm expecting, I'm holding on my hand my Bofang UV5R radio. This is, I showed this yesterday on my live stream broadcast. Was it? Yeah, on Twitch. And I also did a Twitter Live, or X Live, I should say, yesterday, too. Oh, that was just music. Yeah, that was just music I did just before dinner. Just a Wednesday afternoon, I rebroadcast the January 8th, 2024 Tioga radio show. But on the morning coffee on the Twitch broadcast, the live stream broadcast, I showed my Bofang and I talked about getting a, I'm a little excited, I guess. I guess that's why I'm rushing right now. I guess I'm using this as an excuse. I'm going to get a new antenna for this radio. It's a little shortwave radio. I make sure I don't hit the button because I don't have a shortwave license, but I can have this to listen to. And this antenna that I get from Amazon that's supposed to be delivered today, I thought I was going to have to wait until tomorrow or even next week to get the antenna. It should extend the range of this Bofang, which I like. It gives me what's going on as far as fire responses. I still like to keep in tabs. Like yesterday, there was a fire here in the town, and I'm seeing it from the news, and I'll probably highlight it tomorrow after I blog about it. There was a fire in Binghamton. And where was the other one I saw? Oh, there was a fire. Where was this fire? This fire was in a Village of Green with no injuries. So we had like three fires yesterday. And I guess I must. The one here locally, I didn't hear on the scanner because I was taking a nap. The missus heard about it. And it was, but I haven't seen any information concerning about it. These other two fires, one in Binghamton and one in Green. Let me check WNBF. Let's see, Henry Street. Where's this? Is this the one in Binghamton? Yeah, that was the one in Binghamton. Okay, so we're going to be doing a little blogging. I got this blog. I got two blogs actually. It's the Fireman Rich blog. Which is at Fireman Rich blog. It's firemanrich.blogspot.com. But then we also have, let me bring that up. I don't use this. I used to do a lot of blogging on this. Whenever there was a fire, I would post about it on my blog. And the other blog is Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention. .blogspot.com is the other one. And let's see, the last fire was February 13th over there in Tioga Center, where we had a house fire. Nobody, no loss of life. So let me check. Let's check the Green fire. Yeah, there was no loss of fire there. What about the Henry Street fire in Binghamton? Let's check. The house is one of several owned and there were no injuries reported. So again, that's going with the interesting and good story that I highlighted of the gentleman out there in Washington that saved the family. That's always good to hear. As far as there's two more stories there, I will be posting over there on the Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention .blogspot.com. As far as that goes. So just to make everybody aware of, because we are still in winter. And one of the other things that we need to be very aware of is the fact that we have, make sure you have your heaters, electrical heaters, which we have one out in the back port or back room. It used to be the porch, enclosed room, but we make sure that is shut off if we go out of the house or whatever and stuff like that, even though it has an auto turning off system on it. And and make sure there's nothing within a good foot to 3 foot around the heating source and stuff like that, because electrical heaters can start fires as far as that goes. All right, we're at our limit here. I was able to push it to 30 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here and get our day started and see what the day brings. And you can follow me over there on X at Fireman Rich, True Social at Fireman Rich, Blue Skies at Fireman Rich, and Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich. And I'm over there on the public Facebook as The Real Fireman Rich. Of course, you can listen to the audio podcast here if you hit the link at one of those particular social media platforms that you're listening it to here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And you can listen to the other audio podcasts that I have. And I really appreciate the listens. I know there's listens. I see the analytics. Let me check it right here. The analytics. Yeah, we're averaging about 18 plays per episode. So I really appreciate that. My benchmark was low. It was like two or three. I've succeeded. But 18 listens per episode. Really great for me, and I really appreciate it. Makes it fun doing the audio here for the Fireman Rich audio podcast. All right, Rich Roberts here, wishing you all well. You all have a great hashtag Wannabe Friday this Thursday, February 22nd, 2024, and we'll be broadcasting tomorrow on the Twitch at about 5:30, quarter to 6, and we'll be heading into the weekend. So we'll talk to y'all later, and have a great day today. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.